Poor hygiene amongst Chinese workers, as well as potentially contaminated water supplies in China, are shaping up as the likely causes of an outbreak of hepatitis A in Australia. Over the weekend, authorities here ordered supermarkets to remove two popular brands of frozen berries from shelves. The move was in reaction to a handful of confirmed newly diagnosed cases of hepatitis A in Victoria and New South Wales. Health officials have linked the cases to what appears to be cost-cutting by the Australian company Patty's Foods, which has recently allowed factories in China to package up locally grown berries for the Australian market. Simon Santo reports.
Patty's Foods manufactures and sells everything from 4 and 20 and Herbert Adams meat pies to frozen fruit and pastry products packaged up under the name of Nana's, Creative Gourmet and Chef's Pride. And it's the suspected link between three Victorians and two people from New South Wales getting hepatitis A and their consumption of frozen berries that has the company scrambling to prevent extensive damage to its reputation.
We're working very hard with our customers and the health department and the regulatory authorities to make sure that this product is removed from shelves.
Stephen Chaw is the group's managing director and CEO.
It is obviously very concerning to us. I myself and my family consume the product, so I'm equally as concerned as consumers are because I have bags of Nana's and Creative Gourmet in my freezer, and we'll certainly be working with the supplier to undertake full review of how this may have occurred. Look, it's very likely that we just will not continue with this supplier.
Patty's Foods supplier is a Chinese grower. It's been providing berries to the company for the last few years, but until a few months ago, the packing was still done in country Victoria.
We produce these berries and source them up in mid to north China, in the Shandong province. We've been dealing with a supplier in that area for 6 years. And we've been sourcing those berries both in bulk to produce locally in our Bairnsdale facility and pack in Nana's and Creative Gourmet packs. And prior to Christmas, we moved to packing the product actually at the source with the facility directly.
Dr. Finn Romanus is a senior medical advisor at Victoria's Department of Health and Human Services.
Products can become contaminated with hepatitis A if the product is exposed to contaminated water or if there is, for example, someone who's handling a product has got hepatitis A, they can contaminate a product.
He says the patients with hepatitis A were asked firstly if they'd travelled overseas to risk countries. And when they answered no, the common factor among them was the consumption of imported frozen berries from China.
The particular risk we've identified here is that a country that has endemic hepatitis A, which is China, has been involved with packing these berries, sourced from both Chile and China, and clearly there's strong evidence that there may have been a contamination during the packing process as they are fully sealed and then transported to Australia.
Dr. Romana says freezing the berries doesn't remove the risk of them being contaminated with hepatitis A. And while the testing of the berries will take possibly weeks and may not provide definitive answers, he's confident the link between China and the berries has been clearly established. In the meantime, the company says it's being swamped by calls and emails from worried customers, and it insists their health is the number one priority.
Simon Santo reporting there.